The McKnight Trench is filled in, but the years-long display behind Pomo Museum to memorialize World War I in a real, visceral way lives on. And you won't have to get the soles of your shoes dirty to experience it. Just in time for Remembrance Day, the museum has launched its McKnight Centennial Trench Legacy Project online to continue sharing the stories of Canadian soldiers who served in the muddy trenches of France and Belgium from 1915 to 1918. The new portal on Pomo Museum's website tells the story of constructing a replica of a typical World War I trench and the volunteers who helped bring it to life, including reenactments of the drudgery and terror its real-life occupants would have experienced in a typical day or night in the battlefield. We will continue to remember their sacrifices by building upon this legacy project through the years, said a statement from the museum, adding the virtual nature of the new display will allow more stories to be added as they're contributed. The McKnight Trench was conceived in 2014 by Port Moody resident and veterans advocate Guy Black as a way to honor the contribution of Canadian soldiers and commemorate the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I. It's named for Augustus McKnight, a World War I engineer from the city who was killed in 1916 while supervising the construction of a trench near Ypres, Belgium. In September 2014, work began on expanding the original trench that had been constructed in the summer for a reenactment exercise. Designed by battlefield historian John Gaheen, and based on authentic trench plans, the second trench included a no-man's land and observation platforms as well as reinforcement and protection elements like barbed wire. The new trench, 70 feet long and 8 feet deep, took volunteers, including cadets, 7 months to build. This is going to be a realistic trench system, Black told the Tri-City News. It's a huge undertaking, added Gaheen, who also put together educational materials to help bring to life the sandbag walls, secret cubbies and weathered planks. Trench life would have been a common experience that everyone would have had in World War I, Gaheen said. And it wasn't pleasant. As if the constant specter of death or injury from bullets, bombs, advancing tanks or gas wasn't horrific enough, soldiers in the trenches also had to combat mud, lice, rats and lack of sleep. Gaheen said as many as 1,000 soldiers would die every day from disease, injury and poor living conditions. It was vile and disgusting and dirty. In 2018, another aspect of World War I life was added to the trench display with the acquisition of a 7/8 scale replica SE-5A biplane that would have brought death and terror from the skies above the dug-in soldiers. The trench was decommissioned almost a year ago to provide space for new programming opportunities at the museum. You can view the McKnight Centennial Trench Legacy Project by following the links on the Pomo Museum's website. With a file from Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News.